Hello.
Hi, it's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm just going to check up regarding I see you spoke with Sarah
Yes.
regarding home care services for a family member.
Yes.
Did anything end up with that? Or did you
No,
decide already you
I
spoke
got
with
over there
her?
with her and I had to rush to take her to the doctor. Downtown. I didn't know she had an appointment that day. And then we got down there because she used to get a Hoover, that's the insurance pay for it. And we had to wait all day. Nobody showed up until that night, and it was really
Wow.
something. And so she really got upset and blood pressure was everything high, and I don't know what. So she's a little sick right now. So maybe in a couple of days, maybe the next day, you can call me and then I can let you know coming over because he's in a really bad mood right now.
Right now. Okay, got it. No problem. But do you know if she's approved for Medicaid or something like that?
See, I don't know. She used to have different agencies and I guess with her insurance because she had a operation on her foot. And then it
Oh.
got infected, and I've been taken care of, but I haven't
Oh.
asked her for no money, none of that stuff,
Yeah.
because we've been friends for a
Do you
long
have maybe
time,
like
so.
some of her information so I can pull it up to make sure she has Medicaid and check in on that?
Hold on a minute.
I'll
I
need
gotta
like
go
just
through
her
some.
date of birth actually and her first and last name.
Her name is Janet Holmes. March the 26th.
One second, hold on. Give
Okay.
me 1 minute. I want to put it in the
I
system.
want to find out what date, what year she was born. I know it's March the 26th. She's let me see. She's 78 now, I think.
78.
Yeah.
We can figure that out, but how do I spell her first and last name again?
Yes.
How do I spell it? J-O.
Wait a minute, I gotta write it down. I'm doing so much stuff right now. Hold on a minute. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on. I want to get a pencil so I make sure I write. I know it's Janet Holmes.
Janet, how do I hole? HOLEM.
Yes.
And the
And
date
her
of birth you said
birthday
is March what?
is March,
26, you said?
March the 26th. Yes.
And you said she is.
I got that information, but I don't have it with me right now.
Okay, let's see if I can. Maybe I can check it up. 1 second.
Okay.
Nope, it doesn't come up. We'll need either her first and last name, how the spelling with that, and the exact date of birth, or we'll need her
19
Medicaid
what?
ID or something like that. Maybe I'll call you.
19
Maybe it's
what?
better to call you back.
1949. Yeah, see,
Nineteen
I'm
thirty nine.
home. No, 1949.
49.
I'm not home. I mean, I'm not with her right now. Let me see. I'm trying to think. I know I'm going over there. I know I'm going over there.
But maybe do you know how we spell her last name?
Yeah, home. Like your
Oh,
home.
got it. I got it. I think I got it. Let's see. So, her
So I
date of
got all
birth
the
is
information. What?
3/26/1949, and it's Janet Holmes,
Yes.
HOLMES, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And she has Keystone First as her home care.
She have good school insurance because every time I take her to the doctor, she go to them very expensive doctors up in the Northeast,
Yeah,
way
she
up
has
a
good
real
insurance.
far, private duty doctors and everything. We
Right.
never go through no clinic. It's always to private doctors, and we
Oh,
be
wow.
going real far.
Oh, wow.
And
Yeah,
then
so
we
she has a
also
good
ride a Hoover.
insurance. I think it may sound like very good. We can service her, then you can sign up to be the aide, and you'll get paid for her. Okay, so maybe do you want me to call you back to get all our information down, or do you have it? Like her, oh, does he maybe her address? Do you have her address?
Yeah, I have it, but like I said, I've got so much stuff that's going on right now with paperwork that I got to do.
But we'll take care of it. We'll take care. If you want to sign up as the aide, I see she's approved for home care, so it shouldn't be an issue. And then we'll just take care of it, and we'll call your service. We'll call her service coordinator.
Okay. Okay.
So do you have me her
okay,
address?
Okay. She had the RN and everything. RN, they would come out because she had the wound here, you know. And they was about a whole year they've been coming to the house, and so 2 weeks ago it just healed up, but she still haven't come with that toe though.
Got it. Wow.
She's still falling and stuff. I don't understand it. Like it's no feeling in that foot or something, and she's constantly falling.
Oh wow. Okay. So
I go to all of her doctors.
We'll just make sure that you get paid for whatever you need, because like if you're working for her so hard, like I see it right now,
I don't get paid.
No.
I take it to all of her doctors, and they feel for it, but we get Hooper, and I guess her insurance pays for everything.
Wow. No, so you should get paid because there's a program that she's eligible for to sign up a friend or family member to get paid for. So I don't think why you should not get paid. So what I can do is I'll just reach out to her service coordinator asking them that you want us to service you, and then we'll sign you up to get paid.
Okay, you want me to go? You want me? Okay, I can't go over there.
No, you don't need to go over there right now. I just need her street address, and then I'll just need your basic information just to start, basically just your name and your phone number. But I think I have that.
Oh, okay.
So what's her street address?
I can't think of it offhand, really. I mean, there's so much stuff going on with me today. When I get off the phone, I'll probably remember it.
Okay, so
I have another
county
around here. She's in Upper Darby. No, not Upper Darby. She's in the Sharon Hill. Yeah, Sharon Hill. She's in Sharon Hill. But I do have her address around here somewhere, but I have to look for it because I got papers, a lot of papers put up. I have to look for it, though.
Do you know the zip code?
No, not offhand. There's no
is
way
it
you
in
could
Philadelphia
pull up
or in Delaware County?
No, in Delaware County, yes, Sharon Hill.
Delaware County? Okay, I'll just take down the Delaware County for now, and once you have the address, just call me, and we'll just check
okay,
out.
You know, I'll probably have it around here somewhere. I just have to look for it right now. Right
I
now,
got
my
it.
Papers, my papers are everywhere, you know,
wow.
Couches on the floor. I was just looking for some other stuff for myself. You know, so that's why
wow.
I don't have. I usually have something right there with me when it comes down to Janet, you know. But I probably put it in another box.
Mm-hmm. Does Janet have any kids at home, like minors at home?
No, she don't have no kids.
Yes. And you want to be the employee for her, right? And your name is Brenda Brown. That's what I have down.
Yes.
Brenda Brown. And is this the best contact number to reach you?
This time that you called me up on.
981-469-4679, actually. And does...
Yeah, this is a new number.
Does Janet have any number for her?
It's written down. It's 610... I don't even have my book with me, neither. You say you called me off guard.
Okay, I'll put in your number, and we'll reach out to you when we need
okay.
it. Okay, I think we're all set for now. If there's any questions, just give me a call anytime, okay?
Okay, I might go over there tomorrow. If I don't go over there tomorrow, it'll be the next day. If it's not raining, you know, I don't know what the schedule's going to be tomorrow.
So
and then I'll go over there.
Just expect a call from our intake team. They will call you most probably. I'll ask them to call you tomorrow because today you are quite busy, I see. So I'll ask them to call
you
tomorrow.
If you come in here and see this paper room, if you come in here right now, see, I got papers on the floor, on the couch, on the chair. I'm looking for something.
Wow. Okay, I'll ask them to call you tomorrow when you're just a bit settled. And they'll take care of calling your insurance, get the authorization, and get you signed up as a caregiver because we'll need some medicals from you and some IDs. But I think you're a bit too frustrated right now.
I work for Epicare, Bayada. I work for Bayada and Media for so many years. I worked in Beata, and I'm from Cherry Hill. From Cherry Hill, also, I work for Arisen. I work for a lot of companies.
Wow. So you know already how everything works. So you'll just know exactly what to do. Okay, we'll be in touch, and we'll just follow up. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful
thank
day.
You. And I'll pull that. I hope I find out what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
And it was nice talking to you. Thanks, calling.
Same
okay,
here.
Bye-bye.